Good morning. This is Scott Ridgway with Cobalt Mortgage, co-host for Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team of Prudential Now Realty, and I would like to welcome you.
Yes.
To this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're right here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Scott Ridgway at Cobalt Mortgage, on my direct line at 737-6004, or visit me on the web at scottridgway.com. And as you also know, you can reach the show's real estate expert and co-host, Lance Kenmore, with the Kenmore team of Prudential Now Realty at 727-8977. 727-8977, or visit he and his team on the web at kenmoreteam.com.
Mm-hmm.
As always, we'd like to thank our hosts and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how have things been with you this past week?
Well, other than the rain, pretty good.
Yeah, the rain's been kind of nice.
Yeah, warmer weather, things are starting to bud.
Absolutely, and the nice thing is that in the studio today, we have Brent Gamash of Gamash Landscaping, and
that's
we're going to be able to chat a little bit about the landscaping scene. Brent, how are you doing?
Good morning, guys. Morning.
Well, what we'll do is I wanted to explain, just kind of starting off here, what we do at Cobalt Mortgage that sets us apart from our competition. First off, we close loans on time. Isn't that a nice place to start in this
wow.
day and age? Yeah.
That's a novel idea.
I wanted to throw that out there. That's something that we kind of take pride in, making sure that we set up a good plan so that things close on time. We have in-house processing, underwriting. We draw our documents in-house, and we fund loans in-house. So it's all in-house with Cobalt Mortgage. That just is one of the pieces mm-hmm. that helps transactions go real smooth from start to finish. So that's
well, you wouldn't send your car out of state to get it fixed, would you?
No, you don't want to become
a
member.
Why would you do that with your mortgage?
Exactly.
Duh.
Exactly. So I wanted to touch on just a couple of loans. We've got a lot of material to cover. We also have Heather Cotton from EcoSense Cleaning, home cleaning and business cleaning in the studio. Heather, how are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you today?
Doing great, thanks. I'm looking forward to doing a little interviewing and finding out more about your business and how you can add value to our listeners today.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to answer some questions that can help them out.
I'm sure you will. Well, FHA loans is something I wanted to touch on today and getting people into their homes. Mm-hmm. And just touch on a couple of the benefits. With highly flexible underwriting terms, FHA loans are quickly becoming a popular option for borrowers facing today's challenging and quickly changing lending standards. So just a couple of FHA loan program features so that we have those out there for our listeners is that you can actually get gift funds for the down payment. Mm-hmm. That is allowed on FHA loans. In a conventional loan, you have to have 5% down from your own source of funds. So that's one of the difference. A VA loan doesn't have a down payment. If you are a veteran out there and you have your DD-214, mm-hmm. it's a no down payment, no mortgage insurance loan. It's a fantastic way to buy a house if you've served and have that DD-214. On an FHA loan, there's no reserves required. The seller that you're purchasing the home from can actually contribute up to 6% of the purchase price towards your closing costs and or prepaid items. So that's another big thing. So all your money can go towards down payment. There's no first-time home buyer education required, and it's for 1-4 unit owner-occupied residences. So with Cobalt Mortgage, as an FHA direct endorsement lender, you can count on us to keep you informed on financing details and to provide you with the knowledgeable and professional service that you deserve and have come to know from Cobalt Mortgage.
Yes.
So we wanted to touch on that with FHA loans. You can reach Scott Ridgway at 737-6004. That's 737-6004 if you have any questions at all.
And you can explain it to them in English.
We can explain it to you in English and in a way that addresses your specific situation so that mm-hmm. we can go over your income, your assets, your debts, your credit, and put the whole package together so that you know what you can be out looking at.
What's
and how much
going to fit for you.
Loan that will support, exactly. So I know that we've got a ton of stuff to cover. Reverse mortgages is another thing I wanted to touch on. Cobalt Mortgage does reverse mortgages. And what that is a reverse mortgage is a special type of home loan that offers homeowners age 62 and older the ability to convert part of their home equity into cash to use in whatever manner they desire. Mm-hmm. So with a reverse mortgage, borrowers are able to retain ownership of their homes while gaining those additional financial freedoms. So for people that are in scenarios where they have a whole lot of equity in their home and they want to either eliminate their housing expense or have their home start paying them back a little bit, that's something that we can do at Cobalt Mortgage. You do retain the title to your home. The income you receive is tax-free, No repayment of the loan is required as long as the property is your principal residence. No income or credit qualifications are required. And closing costs may be financed into the mortgage. So if you're in that scenario, and that's something that would add value to you from a Medicare, Medicaid, medical expenses situation, give us a call at Cobalt Mortgage, and we will make sure to get you in touch with Jim Pogue, our senior loan officer that specializes in reverse equity mortgages. His direct line is 737-6012. So reverse mortgages, if that's something that you're interested in, give Jim Pogue a call at 737-6012 and let Cobalt Mortgage help you in that area. So those were a couple of programs that I really wanted to touch on. And then I wanted to get into talking to Brent about this spring and anything and everything that you can discuss that would add value to us. I know you've got a couple of questions there. I don't know if you want to just read the question and then respond to it and give some information to our listeners.
You bet. Thanks, Scott. Of course, I always like the best question. How do I get in touch with you, which is us, and ask for a quote or a question? So our business is located down in Columbia Park Trail. It's 1212 Columbia Park Trail down the Richland Y. Phone number is 735-9100. GamashLandscaping.com is our website. And our nursery is open April 1st. And actually, we're looking for a nursery manager, actually, too, in dire needs of looking for a professional nursery manager. It's a wholesale and retail nursery. And so we're out there searching for someone. If you know anybody that wants to come down and apply, I'd really appreciate having them do that. So we're spring is here, and we heard water's going to be on, end of March, first of April, something like that.
150% this year. The Bureau of Reclamation says it's quote unquote good.
Awesome.
There should be plenty of water, as they put it, for all the senior and junior.
So no drought situations is what they're predicting.
The water situation is good.
Well,
this year.
And on another show, Brent, you were talking about fertilizing lawns, and that you wanted to make sure to maybe hold off fertilizing until you had that water available, either from the sky or from your irrigation, to help bring that down into the roots and stuff. What does that do to affect your lawn, or how important is that?
Well, I just don't want it to sit too awfully long. It's where it might burn the lawn just sitting there. The pellets would be hotter temperatures. But it's nice to be able to not have it sit any longer than it has to. So we usually get a good rainstorm here and there, but it's always nice to kind of get it right after the water comes on. Do your crabgrass / fertilizer application up front right about that time. Right now, we're really hitting the pre-emergent, which is your, making sure the weeds don't grow in your beds. We're hitting those in the last 2 weeks up through the next couple weeks right now.
They grow fast.
I got stuff already growing. Some of my properties we maintain now that's already kind of behind on, just because, it was cold, but then we had a little warm spell and it got cold again. Right now, we're back to warm. And stuff's weather like this, a little bit of rain in the morning and sunshine, stuff starts to grow.
It's really
in a hurry. So.
Well, you guys have some yard maintenance plans, don't you?
Yes.
So what is the advantage, and how does that work to sign up for a yard maintenance plan with Gamash Landscaping?
Well, we have really two kinds of, we do maintenance on commercial and residential accounts, apartment complexes, that kind of thing. We do everything from just showing up weekly during the summer and mowing and blowing off the walks and edging to all the way through a full-blown maintenance contract, whether it's, even spider spray and your bed control and your fertilizer and your irrigation monitoring and your sprinkler blowouts and your prunings. Everything from A to Z, we can do that in a contract, and then usually we'll take it and divide it out by 12 months, and then it sets up a good budget for the person.
Well, that sounds like it'd be something that's not only super valuable to a homeowner that's maybe busy, that's out of town a lot, but also to maybe landlords that own commercial buildings or business owners that own commercial buildings that just maybe are overlooking some of those things for their tenants.
A lot of stuff gets overlooked sometimes, and some owners a little pickier than others, they'll see all of a sudden spiders, webs all over their stucco, and like, oh my gosh, it comes like that, and weed control is always a good one, and then of course dry spots in that nice green lawn when it's hotter out, so that's our job to make sure that stuff stays green and fertilized when it's supposed to be, whether it's plants or lawn.
So what kinds of things will add value? And I know that Lance is the expert in the real estate side. And again, you can reach Lance at 727-8977. He's out of town. I believe he's in Olympia. I spoke with him this morning right now, tending to some things that he needs to take care of. And so when it comes to what adds value to a home, I know that Lance is kind of the expert there, but you've been doing landscaping and working on things that add value to homes for a long time. So in your experience, what types of things do you see people requesting or asking for in the springtime if they're looking to sell their house?
Good healthy plants and a green lawn. I mean, it seems so simple of an answer, but that's really what it is. You know, mm-hmm. weed-free beds and good, healthy-looking plants and a green lawn not full of dandelions and crabgrass, mm-hmm. stuff like that. I mean, just so it's curb appeal, like Lance always says. You know, we all know that. First impression, you drive up. You know, well, that looks like heck. Let's move on. They haven't seen the inside sometimes.
Lack of clutter. If the outside looks like a war zone, people automatically think, well, if that's what the yard looks like, I can only imagine what the inside looks
right.
like.
Right. Yeah. And we're going to talk to Heather a whole lot more about the inside mm-hmm. of homes here real soon. But what can somebody do to get their grass the greenest, the fastest?
Call Gamash.
No. That's what I figured there you'd say. Go. Beautiful. What a great thing.
Walked right into that.
That is so perfect.
Just getting an early fertilizer on. Something a little bit more iron, they say, you know, we'll give it a little bit greener without having, but you're going to get nitrogen, of course, gets it green and growing fast. Mm-hmm. Iron will get it a little bit greener. A little bit sooner, but these are some temperatures too, and it really does depend on the type of grass you got. I mean, there's different grass mixes out there that we've seen through the hydro seeding companies and through the sod companies. They're all fairly similar, but there's different mixes in there that literally will green up faster than the other grasses. So it does depend. You don't have to be a botanist, but right. just getting fertilizer on here in the next, you know, 2-3 weeks
and
is going
to
be the key.
To know whether you're using 10-10 or whatever or triple 16, you guys can answer that because, you know, the guy down the street with a beautiful green lawn, you copy what he does and you could wind up killing your grass if it's not the right mix.
Right. That's right.
I've seen that happen in my neighborhood.
So if people need to get a hold of you, is this 735-9100? Is that the best number?
Yes, yeah, the office number. Yep. The office is open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Great. And do you have a website or where can people find out about some of this stuff on their own in getting in touch with you and all the services you provide and learn more about Gamash?
There's a contact us page on our website. It's www.gamashlandscaping.com. There's a portfolio of projects in there and such and the contact page. I have people doing that too.
Perfect. Well, that's great. I think that's it for the first segment of our show today. And we will come back to talk with Heather Cotton of EcoSense Home and Business Cleaning.
And we'll do that next right here on News Talk 870. And welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update on News Talk 870 KFLD. We have had a busy morning talking about how to get your outside cleaned up, and now we need to devote our attention to the inside, correct, Mr. Ridgway?
The inside of the home, absolutely. Lance is not with us today, so I, Scott Ridgway of Cobalt Mortgage, am co-hosting here, and we had a great segment with Brent Gamash, and we're talking about all kinds of things that you can do in the spring. And so we've got Heather Cotton from EcoSense House Cleaning here, and she's going to be talking about, Heather, all kinds of interior stuff today.
Yeah, things that people would like to have done with their houses and what they're looking for.
Yeah, so well, welcome to the show. We know that you're an avid coug, so we want to give a little shout-out to all those cougs out there. And I want to talk about first, tell us a little bit about your company and how people can get in touch with you.
Okay. Essentially, we're an eco-friendly company. All of our cleaners are friendly for you, your home, kids, and your pets. So if we go in, we mop your floors. If you have a baby and the baby picks up its food off the floor or licks the floor, or, you know, the things babies do, it's not going to hurt them. Oh. And the cleaners work really well. The company we're using right now is actually being used a lot with the government and the oil cleanup when we had the big oil spills. Mm-hmm. So it's a big name cleaner that's out there, and I think it works really well. But we do homes and businesses, and we can also do new construction. Perfect. I do move-in, move-outs, so people that are selling their homes for Lance.
Absolutely.
We can go in and keep on a schedule for them while it's on the market, help keep their house clean, keep that dust out there, because we live in the Tri-Cities. We know how horrible that dust is. Mm-hmm. So we can kind of fit in just about anybody for what they might need to have done and the different types of cleaning that they might need for their lives.
Well, let me follow that up, because that's fantastic, with this question. What exactly do you do when you go into a home, and why is that important to a homeowner?
Well, One of the things is that I talk to people about is it frees up your life. A lot of the people that we go clean for are two-income families. Mm-hmm. They have kids. And I'm a perfect example of that. You know, I don't want to clean my house. I have three little boys, and we want to spend time with them.
Right.
So why do I want to spend 2-3 hours on a weekend day, you know, cleaning my house when I could actually go out and spend time with my family and have that quality time? Mm-hmm. So a lot of our clients, we're going in and we're taking care of that dusting, cleaning those bathrooms, cleaning the kitchens for them, mm-hmm. so that they can actually take that time and spend it with their family rather than having to come in and clean their house themselves.
Well, there's a real good point. That. Taking some of that money that you're out making and buying back a little bit of your time and buying back a little bit of your solitude and your peace.
Sanity.
And your sanity and taking some of those things off of their plate. So that's something that's a huge benefit.
Well, always say time is money.
Time is absolutely money. And Heather, so how do people get in touch with you if they want to get a quote on what it would take to do that for them?
They can either call me, and my number is 627-8206, mm-hmm. or they can reach me by my email, which is wsu_coug@frontier.com. We come out and all of our estimates are free. We don't charge for that time to come out there and talk to you about what you may or may not need for your home. And we come out. I don't like to do estimates over the phone because every person is different. You may think mm-hmm. that what you want cleaned is the same thing everybody else does, but in actuality, everybody's house is different.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
How often do you recommend that somebody have you come in if they want to get on sort of a schedule to buy some of their time back with their family? How often do you go out to their home? Is it a monthly, weekly, biweekly? What do you think?
I have a couple people that we do weekly just because their houses are so large. And trying to keep up with that and their family. The majority of people do twice a month, mm-hmm. and that really helps keep that dust down because really that's the majority of what we're going in and taking care of houses here. The other thing is if you have that upkeep and you're keeping on track of it, because we try to take care of the hard water. That's a big deal for us in getting that hard water gone. Mm-hmm. So in the event you do decide that you want to sell your house later, or it's going to go on the market, or you're going to rent it, that value is going to be there because you're not going to have those huge rings that are stuck in those toilets. Your showers aren't going to... I mean, went into some houses where people have let that go, and we spend 2 hours in a shower with a razor blade, taking all of the hard water and the soap scum off.
Okay, wow. So tell me, what is the best save you've had in the last year? What is the best, I saved this homeowner's bacon big time?
The best save?
I mean, hard water in the showers, you know, on the mirrors, stuff like that, it's got to be kind of a pain for people, or like around the faucet in the kitchen.
And it does. The biggie, I think, for us was we were asked by a nonprofit organization in town to come in and clean a house that they had donated to them.
Oh, wow.
And it needed it really bad.
So donated it would be a home that somebody else didn't want anymore, I guess, would be another way of saying that.
Wink, kinda, wink. Yeah. And it was a unique house. It was really neat. They hadn't gotten a lot of bids on it.
Sure.
It had been on the market for quite a while.
Sure.
And we went in, and we didn't even have to do a whole lot. I think I put maybe 10 hours in, and it was a pretty big house. Mm-hmm. And 10 hours may seem like a lot, but when you have years and years of buildup for hard water, that's really not a lot.
I'm thinking 10 hours is hardly any time if you're getting your house all shined up like that. That's not very long at all.
But within that time, in those 10 hours, they actually got a bid on the house and sold it. So we were able to go in for what looked like these bathrooms that were absolutely horrible and were never going to come clean. It was white porcelain again.
Wow.
So, it takes the time and the effort to get in there and do it. Mm-hmm. But when it is, it shows that homeowner that it's not as disparaging as they thought it was when they were coming in to look mm-hmm. at it.
You know, one thing to ask, too, is that being eco-friendly, do you find yourself kind of having to change perceptions of people that you don't have to, quote-unquote, saturation bomb? Because a lot of people assume, okay, well, I tried bleach on this, that won't work. And people go in there practically with a chemical jackhammer. And you've got stuff that people would almost have to watch it work to believe it. But there's a lot of stuff out there that is not going to, because we've all been around the bleach. You get too close and you're like...
Yeah.
But is that something that you find
I do.
People are amazed at the stuff you've got?
If your eyes start burning, you probably shouldn't be using it.
You probably shouldn't be in
and
the room.
I do deal with that because a lot of people, as soon as they hear eco-friendly, they're like, oh, it's not going to work. Because... Mm-hmm. to be honest, a lot of the products that are in the stores aren't, they're not as strong. Mm-hmm. People relate cleanliness to smell. Mm-hmm. Okay, they think that in order for your home to be clean, you've got to have that fresh Pine Sol smell.
Yeah, a little Pine Sol in the water to make it really seem like they were there. Yeah.
But in actuality, if your house is clean, there will be no smell. Smell comes from bacteria. So the bacteria that's festering is what causes those smells to mm-hmm. come up. Mm-hmm. So when you use a cleaner, wow. it should smell fresh. It should smell like you're outside, you're in natural. The fresh air and a natural smell. You don't need the orange or the lemon
right.
or those type of smells. So a lot of people, they'll try it to see how it is. And when they actually get to see how the cleaners work, then they're really happy with the results.
That's kind of
neat.
It should smell like you opened the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is in this stuff that actually kills the germs?
In the cleaners?
Yeah.
I can't tell you the exact chemicals or, whatever mm-hmm. is in it, but mm-hmm. the product I use now is actual nanotechnology.
Nanotechnology. So little semi-scrubbers that are in there uh-huh. doing the work for you, huh?
Yes. So they nice. Have been, they're designed to actually come after certain bacteria.
That's fantastic.
And so they come in and the cleaners that we use now, you actually spray and you let it sit. And it doesn't have to sit for very long, just long enough. Like you're in a bathroom, you spray the toilet, and you walk over and you go clean the sink. And by the time you're done, you go wipe the toilet down, and it has been able to go in and interact with that bacteria and essentially eat it.
So a lot of the technological advances, they're able to manipulate this stuff to clean the things that you would have had to use harsh chemicals before, but they're able to do it, like you said, biological technology. That's
yes.
pretty remarkable.
And it's nice because you're not doing as much scrubbing. Because you're giving it that
so
time and the air
on
to
the
come
equipment,
in.
It's easier on the
Now, are the
appliances.
Folks in the rubber glove industry upset about this?
With some of the cleaning we do, we still wear gloves.
Uh-huh.
Not because I'm afraid of it getting onto our skin or those types of things. It's what's on.
Maybe what's there before you get
yes,
there.
Exactly.
That is the important
yeah.
thing to be protecting
yes.
yourself against.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's
fantastic.
The biggie.
Well, again, Heather, tell us the name of your company and how to get a hold of you. And then I have one more very important question.
Okay. EcoSense Cleaning for your home or business. You can reach me by phone, 627-8206, or by email, wsu_coug@frontier.com.
Perfect. Well, here's the question. What questions do people not ask that are important to be aware of?
A lot of times people they leave out things that they assume are part of a cleaning.
Like
baseboards.
Uh-huh.
That's a biggie. Baseboards take a very long time to clean because we're actually sitting on the floor mm-hmm. wiping all the baseboards. Mm-hmm. It's not just a quick sweep, that you're going to want
right.
to go through. So it's the odd
Well, the top
thing.
Of the baseboard's kind of where everything lands, right?
Right.
And they get kicked and
yeah.
stuffed
mm-hmm.
and beat up, at least
right.
in our
yeah.
house they do.
Yep. And so those little things, people may not think of, but mm-hmm. They would just assume would be part of the cleaning, but it takes so much more time. Doors, we went into some people that they want their doors totally clean.
Wow.
But if you stop and think about all those grooves that are within your doors, it takes a while to sit there and get all
of
that
detail,
dust and stuff out of there.
Mm-hmm. Well, folks out there, if you want to go and while you're listening to this show, if you're at home in your kitchen or mm-hmm. in your dining nook, take a look at your baseboards. And if those baseboards aren't looking the way that you would like them to look.
Or your doors. Or
give Heather
else.
Cotton. Exactly. Give Heather Cotton at EcoSense Cleaning a call at 627-8206. That's 627-8206. Or you can email her at wsu_coug@frontier.com. Heather, it's been great having you here. Thank you for being a guest on the show.
Well, thank yes. you for having me.
Well, next we're going to get to read the pick three, because if I don't read this pick three
Lance.
Get through this, and Lance is going to kill me. So I'm going to go through this real quickly. I don't know how much time we have left, but we're gonna buzz through this. John's gritting his teeth. So pick number one, move-in ready rambler. Don't miss this great 3-bedroom, 2-bath home in beautiful Sun Willows in Central Pasco.
Ooh.
The ample windows light up the home. The large kitchen with maple cabinets is open to family room and dining area. Mm-hmm. Large master suite with walk-in closets. Fantastic floor plan. Vaulted ceilings. Super clean. Heather. Come check out this great Rambler in a great golf course community at 149 Henley Drive in Pasco. Priced to sell at $165,000.
Very nice.
So three bedroom, two bath at 149 Henley Drive in Pasco. Pick number two. Super immaculate two-story home. This newer four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home has so much to offer. Dramatic entry with gorgeous tile and super high ceilings. The kitchen is large, has an island, and is open to dining area and family room, which is kind of where everybody hangs out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Carpet is gorgeous and like new. Huge master bedroom and bath, oversized laundry room, and large bedrooms. Dining area has a sliding door to step out to the open patio.
Oh, like that.
Come check out this very well-maintained home in West Pasco. You won't be disappointed. The address is 4809 Bilbao, I hope I said that right, Drive.
So.
Bilbao Drive in Pasco. West Pasco, that is. With a price of $235,000. $235,000 makes this home better than new construction. So that's a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, 4809 Bilbao Drive, Pasco. Third home, pick three, is a stunning stucco Rambler with a daylight basement. You'll fall in love with this four-bedroom, three-bathroom home on a huge, fully landscaped lot in Cottonwood Springs. The kitchen with stainless steel appliances and alder cabinets is open to the living room and dining area with soaring ceilings. Cherry hardwood floors throughout. Those are going to be gorgeous.
Yeah.
Crown molding. Basement has dramatic 10-foot ceilings. A mini kitchen and large family room, and an elegant master suite with tiled walk-in shower. Fireplaces in the living room and the master suite. You'll find this beautiful home at 99709 Ridgeview Drive, Kennewick, and that's at a price of $480,000. So this is a four-bedroom, three-bathroom home on a huge, fully landscaped lot in Cottonwood Springs. This won't last at this $480,000 price. So those are the pick three. I wanted to make sure that we got those out there. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everybody, for listening in on the show at the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. And we will be back with Lance Kenmore next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on 870.
Right here on News Talk 870. We'll see you next week.